Philadelphia speech fallout. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. In the wake of President Biden's speech in Philadelphia, where he condemned MAGA Republicans and political violence, former President Trump holding a political rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Saturday night.
As threats to democracy and as enemies of the state, you're all enemies of the state. He's an enemy of the state. You want to know the truth? The enemy of the state is him and the group that control him, which is circling around him. Do this, do that, Joe. You're going to do this, Joe, right?
It's the former president's first major political event following the FBI raid at his Mar-a-Lago home. The former president is in Pennsylvania backing gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano and Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz. 29-year-old Corey Patterson now faces grand larceny charges and charges of making a terroristic threat after stealing a private plane from a Tupelo, Mississippi airport early Saturday morning and threatening to crash it into a local Walmart. Patterson had posted an apparent suicide message on social media.
At approximately 9:32, the pilot posted on Facebook a message, and in essence, it said goodbye. At this time, we know he was getting close to running out of fuel.
John Kwaka, Tupelo Police Chief. NASA's Artemis 1 launch called off Saturday. The moon rocket's mission not expected until October. Fox's Jonathan Sary has the details from the Kennedy Space Center.
NASA engineers discovered the leak where a 8-inch fuel line meets the exterior of the rocket. They did several things that they thought might help repair the leak, but when they started the fueling back up, the leak reappeared again. The SLS rocket and Orion crew capsule are still sitting on Launch Pad 39B.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As travel continues to rise following the pandemic, airlines still have a lot of work to do. Fox's Christina Coleman has the report from LAX.
Some 12.7 million Americans are expected to travel this holiday weekend. That's up 23% compared to this time last year. There were thousands of canceled flights over the July 4th and Memorial Day weekends. This adds to months of travel headaches for passengers. And just this year alone, 2.6% of all flights, more than 146,000 flights, have been canceled, according to FlightAware. And a lot of these problems are due to COVID, airline crew shortages, a lack of equipment, and massive schedule cuts despite stronger passenger demand.
A young internet influencer dies in a tragic accident. Fox's Karen McHugh has the story.
A 21-year-old TikTok influencer is dead. Tanya Pardazzi, a beauty queen from Toronto, Canada, was killed during her first attempt at skydiving last weekend. Skydive Toronto, located in Innisfil, Ontario, the skydiving school she attended, requires students to finish a day of ground training before attempting a solo jump. A Facebook posting from the school said Pardazzi opened her parachute too late and at too low an altitude during her August 27th dive.
Tennis superstar Serena Williams losing in the third round at the U.S. Open Friday in what is likely her final tournament.
Serena Williams put on one more show Friday at the U.S. Open in what is expected to be the final tournament of her amazing career. But this time it wasn't enough as Serena fell in three sets to Australian Ila Tomjanovic in the third round, falling 6-1 in the final set in a match that lasted over 3 hours. Serena didn't use the word retirement, but has said that she will be evolving away from tennis after the U.S. Open, Williams has won a modern-day record 23 major championships.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.